Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Hello. So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Connecticut. My name is Crystal Marquis, and I am the oldest of four siblings. I started writing a few years ago on a dare to complete NaNoWriMo. Mm-hmm. The first time I did it, it was a lot of fun. When I did the Davenports, my novel that's coming out at the end of January, it was during a reading slump and I couldn't figure out something to read. And my brother's like, hey, do NaNoWriMo with me again this year. We'll have a lot of fun. I dare you to start a novel during NaNoWriMo. And at first I couldn't think of something to write, but then I had seen an article about C.R. Patterson and a photograph of his son with the automobile. And I thought that was a very interesting story. So writing for me has been a way to explore history, explore stories I like, get out of a reading slump. And it's completely different from my regular day-to-day job. Mm-hmm. I have a background in EMS and I work in health and safety in a warehouse. So it's been a lot of fun exploring it. So yeah.
That's so much fun. So what kind of drama did you end up writing to Davenport? It's like what year was it?
What year did I start?
Yeah.
I want to say it was 2019.
There we go. So it was a pre-pandemic book. It's like, yeah. I'm asking that question because a lot of the books that I've been showing are pandemic books, like books that started, you know, in 2020 where we're like, we're not sure what's happening. This is exciting. So let's talk about the Davenports. What is the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch. So the elevator pitch for the Davenports is a 1910 Chicago set young adult romance that follows around four young women who are trying to balance their family's expectations in a changing country. The heart of it is the relationships between the young women, but also how they navigate falling in love for the first time, following their dreams, and dealing with the changes that are happening around them. Yeah.
I love this. And so because it's a historical novel, what kind of research did you conduct? Like, you know.
So though I did start it pre-pandemic, a lot of it was written during the pandemic. So I didn't get to visit as many places as I would like. So a lot of my research was looking up articles, following those primary resources listed in it. Mm-hmm. Luckily for me, Chicago Public Library has a ton of resources online that's easily accessible. I have friends who live out there who are able to like tell me different things and, you know, correct the layout. And it was just a lot of fun. And I like vintage cars. So like one of my characters, she tinkers with the automobiles that are new to the scene. And I also love fashion, and two of my characters love shopping. That's a little bit of me in them. Mm-hmm. So like that was fun to explore, like looking at all the clothes and the shoes and handbags and just really exploring what life would have been like for, you know, young ladies growing up around that time. So yeah.
And that time was a lot of innovations. There's a lot of different things. You know, the way we shop has started that time, like the way we interact with people, like things that we do in our day-to-day life were inventions and innovations that during that time period. Like the golden age is like, it's such a fun time to play around with it because you're like, it's kind of modern, but at the same time, like, do you remember it was like 200 years or 100 years ago, you know? Yeah. So.
And it's very interesting because I think when everyone thinks of the turn of the century, they immediately go to flappers And this is before that. So that was really interesting too, is it's not quite the speakeasies and, you know, the risque dresses. It was still a little bit more demure and a lot of etiquette and a lot of, you know, being reserved. And the four characters whose point of view that the Davenports kind of follows throughout the story, they're kind of balancing, you know, the restrictive upbringing that maybe their parents had or their parents are trying to instill in them with that little bit of modernization that's coming with industrialization. Like a lot of young women are entering the workforce. So now they have their own money and they want to spend it how they want and they want to make more decisions. They're fighting for the vote and just equality in general. So it's a lot of change that was going on. So it was really fun.
Yeah, there was like suffragette movement. There's a lot of movements that are happening. There's stuff. I know the biggest innovation was adding bathrooms to stores, you know, department stores. Like you wouldn't think, we're like, oh yeah, like if you want them to spend a lot of time, you need to add a bathroom, you know, have a women's
Bathrooms and restaurants and tea
restroom.
rooms.
Yeah, because we're like, we wanted the women to go out because they realized that I think they're at the economy, they realized the women were spending more money. And they're like, you know, like we want the women to get out of the house and actually like be part of the city, you know.
Come shop, take a break, have some tea and some cake, and then shop some more.
Yeah, go to Marshall Fields. It's a very Chicago, Marshall Fields is a very Chicago like department store. So what are you working next? Like, what are you still sticking around with historical? Are you trying something different? Like, what's next for you?
So I'm working on the sequel to The Davenports. Book one ends in a little bit of a cliffhanger for some of our young ladies. So this book kind of takes a look at what decisions they make at the big ball that happens at the end and just trying to navigate the consequences of those decisions. So it's been really fun exploring that and seeing like what else I can tell.
Love this. All right, so let's have some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read? Like, what do you tend to gravitate for?
So I read across the spectrum. I like reading a lot of different books. I tend to stay in YA or new adult. I really like the pacing. So I just recently read Live Your Best Lie by Jesse Weaver, and it's kind of like an Agatha Christie whodunit with a social media twist. So that's really fun. I'm currently reading House of Hollow by Crystal Sutherland, and I really like sci-fi fantasy. I like Throne of Glass and Legend, and oh, I don't know. I try to read a little bit of everything. I like great storytelling, and I love characters. I tend to read series more than standalones because I like to stay with the characters for a while. I like to see them grow and learn, and like, you know, learn about themselves and do new things. So, yeah.
Do you have a preference when it comes to series? Do you rather read them as they come out, or do you wait till the series is complete to or is about to be complete to binge on them? Like, what's your reading? How do you read a series? Like, that's the question, you know.
There are definitely some authors that are auto buy for me, so then I'll get it and read it right away. Times I'll read the first book in the series and I'll, okay, I like this. I'm gonna wait till the rest are out and then I'm gonna reread the first one and then move on. I feel like I'm impatient. I like to read them as they come out. I just need to know. I need to know what happens next.
It is okay. Love this. Crystal, tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me on Instagram at Christabel_reads, and then on Twitter, TikTok, and I think there's some, oh, Pinterest at Crystal Marquis. Yeah.
Thank you, Crystal, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Readings podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WhatToReadNext. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.